It's been a very, very difficult night for Ventura County. 31,000 acres of land has burned since the fire started. The Thomas fire started a little before 7 o'clock last night. And the latest numbers show that we've lost 150 structures, 150 that appears to be homes at this point. I'm in the downtown Ventura area right now, and it's a very eerie feel. There's no power down here. And so it's basically pitch black except for an occasional police car that drives by or a fire truck that drives by. And I'm just a couple of blocks from City Hall in downtown Ventura, and I'm looking at some streets, and I can see actually a home, a chimney of a home that's still burning. Down the street, I can see another. Let's see. I think I've got somebody from the fire department over here. So stay with me for 1 second. I've got Rich Macklin over here with the fire department. Hey, Rich. Yeah, Rich Macklin with the Ventura County Fire Department. I'm live right now. Can you tell me a little bit about this area that's burning?
Yeah, so what's happening here is we've got a fire that's extended into the brush. It's making a run on some of these houses. We're trying to clear the residents. We've got multiple strike teams in here, and they're setting up to do structural protection on these houses on Pariah Beach. We've got zero visibility in there, as you can see. We've got fire bearing down these homes.
Those palm trees are going up like fireballs right now. Three of them just caught on fire, and they just look like giant tiki torches. I mean, that's the only way to describe them. There goes the fourth one. And they're just huge tiki torches, and they're going up just like somebody had put lighter fluid on the top of them. I can't believe how big they're burning. So, Willie, I'm gonna give it back to you for just 1 second because I need to move my news car and make sure it's out of the danger zone. But we'll be back with you in just 1 second. There's a wall of flames along about a 4 or 5 mile long stretch of Highway 101 in the Rincon right now. The flames at a couple of places have burned down almost all the way to the freeway, and it's just a spectacular. I mean, it's a massive, massive wall of flames that extends for a couple of miles. At this point, there's nothing. There's been a real flare-up in the Faria Beach area, and here's the big headline here is Highway 101 has been completely closed. No question it's closed. I can see vehicles packed up for miles. And there's a gigantic cloud of smoke in the Faria Beach area. The CHP has been running up and down along the beach here, telling campers to move their RVs because of the fire. No fire trucks here because there was no reason for fire trucks to be here. It's all changed in the last couple of minutes. The flames really kicking up now. They are really kicking up now. Gigantic, gigantic black cloud of smoke here. Again, still talking about 96,000 acres burning, still 5% contained. And there is a little bit of a wind here right now. It is pushing it. It's not an onshore flow. It's an offshore flow right now. And I can see the flames licking up about 50 or 60 feet in the air from this. And I'm hearing the sounds of, it sounds like we've got some helicopters coming in. Time for us to bug out here again. So, because the flames are coming our way. So stay with me for a second.
All right, you get to safety. You get to safety.
And it's 4:31. You are listening to All Things Considered on KCLU, Lance Orozco, keeping you updated on the Thomas Fire, which has, of course, been burning in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties for 13 days now. And the big movement of the fire today, of course, has been in the foothills of Santa Barbara. We've seen significant growth. We don't have an updated figure yet. We do expect to get one fairly soon. Officially, it still stands at 259,000 acres, making it the third largest fire in California history. Now, a briefing took place just a few minutes ago. In fact, the tail end of it's still underway at San Marcos High School in Goleta. And one of the things that officials talked about was the number of evacuees. They see 16,000 people in southern Santa Barbara County, an estimated 16,000 people are under mandatory evacuations. Another 34,000 people are impacted with evacuation warnings. And in other words, they could have to go at some point. So that's a total of 50,000 people facing some type of an evacuation order. And basically, we're talking about the entire, when you look at Highway 101, basically for Summerland and for Montecito, everything north of 101 up to the mountain. So basically, the entire area of both of those communities. And then Santa Barbara, up above 192, and some other scattered areas in there are covered by those evacuation orders all the way over to Highway 154. And then on the other side, on the west side of Highway 154, we're seeing concern about what's happening there too. And we've got some, not mandatory, but they could become mandatory evacuation orders on the west side of Highway 154. And you're going to want to stay posted if you're even remotely near these areas. The wind's very erratic. We knew that the winds were coming, that it was in the forecast. They talked about it last night. They deployed more than 300 fire engines in the Montecito and Santa Barbara areas in anticipation of this event. And so one of the things that's happened today, it's been like a gigantic game of tag for these firefighters, and they've been trying to find the flames, as the flames would pop up in different places. And they really had engines strategically placed well, so as they would come down into neighborhoods and into canyons, they could jump on it immediately before they could spread to houses. And that's exactly what's been going on. Now, I'm in the Coyote Road area up in the foothills between Montecito and Santa Barbara. And it's very quiet up here. It's windy. There's a lot of fire trucks up here doing precautionary steps just in case the fire were to come here. But the fire is not here itself. But as I look two canyons over to the west, I can see there have been flames popping up there during the course of the last 2 hours.